USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to say that he did tell the Russian President Vladimir Putin during their summit on Monday that, quote, we can't have meddling. Trump also said he agrees with the U.S. intelligence community's conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. But in the interview that aired on CBS last night, he emphasized he believes the intel community of today.
I can't have any confidence in the past, but I can have a lot of confidence in the present and the future, because it's getting to be now where we're putting our people in. But in the past, no, I have no confidence in a guy like Brennan. I think he's a total lowlife. I have no confidence in Clapper.
Shortly after that aired, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper told CNN,
the only reason that we've spoken out is our genuine concerns about this president and this presidency.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan speaking with investigators who are looking into sexual abuse claims against a former Ohio State University doctor. A spokesman for the Ohio Republican saying that Jordan told investigators he never knew of any abuse or allegations when he was an assistant wrestling coach at OSU in the 80s and 90s. Several former wrestlers have claimed that Jordan did know about the abuse accusations against the doctor, who has since committed suicide. Ford is recalling over 555,000 vehicles over concerns they could accidentally roll away.
The recall affects 2013 through 16 Ford Fusions and select 2013 and 2014 Ford Escapes. Ford said the dealerships will fix the source of the problem, the shifter cable bushing, for free. In the meantime, it's warning drivers to use their parking brakes. No crashes or injuries have been reported so far. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A deadly wildfire is now raging out of control in northern Oregon, and the substation fire, as it's called, has burned 45,000 acres east of Portland. It killed a person in Wasco County. Authorities believe the victim was using a tractor to try to build a fire line on his property when he was overtaken by flames. Several communities in that area have been evacuated. Some research shows people who eat dinner earlier in the evening reduce their risk of getting breast and prostate cancer. The studies from the Barcelona Institute for Global Health, they observed the link between the two after looking at eating and sleeping habits and found that people who ate after 9 p.m. had a higher risk of cancer, although researchers aren't exactly sure why that is. And in Maryland, Baltimore is banning sugary drinks from kids' menus in restaurants and becomes the first major U.S. city to take such a step. That ban that took effect yesterday is aimed at promoting healthy habits in families with young kids by making water, milk, and 100% fruit juices the default beverage options on the kids' menu. Parents can still order sodas or other sugary drinks for their kids. Baltimore is making the move, it says, to combat what is seen as a major childhood obesity problem there. The city's health commissioner says one in four Baltimore high schoolers are obese. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.